just burns all her clothes, destroys the girl she used to know. But she's still making sense while the neighbors peek over the fence. And she's busy taking sides, getting back a piece of her life. And it's time she made a stand, draws a line into the sand. Off all her clothes and wades into the undertow. She swims when she just wants to sink, remembers how to think. And she's been deciding things like who she is and what that means. Finally, enough's enough. stormy night and it did rain. I could feel God upstairs crying and calling out to me once again. Severy night in Stalman, let's go down. She is right there waiting for me. Severy night in Stalman, let's go down. She is right there waiting for me. Waiting for me.
Maybe they don't want to, but
he still has fans here, you know. This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Siever calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
Flying Higher is a new and enlightening program here on BBS Late Night that is ready to soar. Flying Higher host Gina E. Jones is the founder of Seen the Light Productions and author of the recently released novel Flying Between Heaven and Earth. Tune in every Sunday evening at 7:30 as Gina and her guests share with listeners around the world various ways to lighten up and to raise their consciousness. Join them each week as they bring to light an understanding of what is really going on as we journey on the wings of angels to higher dimensions. Flying Higher, 7:30 Sunday, here on BBS Radio Late Night.
Talk to me. What do I do when you ask about Nobu? I say anything I can just to make it sound like I'm in love with you. Maybe it's true, I wish you knew what I was going through. But then again, I see you grin, and I know that you know.
That was the Red Stick Ramblers, What Do I Do? And I played that song a little longer than usual because that's what the show is about tonight, about what do I do, and do you lie to the people that you love, and do you settle for less than what you want? This is Vocal Profiling Live, and do we take a chance, like the song says, when he says, what do I do when you ask about you-know-who? I say anything I can to make it sound like I'm in love with you. Vocal Profiling Live, I'm Sherry Edwards, and on the line with me is Tall Blonde Heather.
Hello, hello.
Heather, hello. we had a little phone trouble tonight trying to get on. This is a very special show. We're going to use a special computer program called InVoice, as in your voice, that allows us to take a sample of your voice and tell you things about yourself, sometimes things that you didn't even ask, and we're going to do it right on the air. This is an audience participation show. Heather, what's the numbers they need to call in?
Okay, in the USA, we've got a toll-free number, 877-876-5227, and in Canada, toll-free, 888-815-9756, or try the direct lines of 530-876-3222.
Heather, those last two numbers are nothing I know. I'm going to read right off the BBS site, 888-861-3519 is the Canada number they have listed for BBS Late Night. And the alternative line is 530-413-4515. So maybe those numbers are for daytime.
Okay.
Also, there's a Skype BBS Radio and there's a PAL Talk. We were going to find out about those and how they could be used. Did you ever do that? Do we know how to for people to get in touch with us that way?
Skype, if you go in and get your Skype account, just Skype.com, log in, and you can add BBS, the Skype name, and you can communicate directly that way.
Okay. So I am told that we have a caller on the line. We're going to wait just a few minutes before we take the caller. We want to set up a few things and make a couple of announcements. Heather has been with us ever since we started the show. She helps us take calls, and we analyze vocal prints on the air. We were doing some experiments right before the show. Heather, how was your weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend, busy as usual. And this week, can I tell them about my new project, Sherry? Our new project here?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm pretty excited about that. Sherry has come up with a program to help with weight loss, which is something I've been working on. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that kind of fell through, but I hope to get back on track with the help of Sherry.
We have a template for weight loss. We have decoded some enzymes that help your body utilize fat and recognize when fat comes in that you don't need. So we're going to be putting that all together and looking for guinea pigs. You know, so much has happened today and yesterday. It seems like Friday already. But there's just a ton of things going on. The Army, since we started this show, the Army has, people have gotten in touch with us. They're going to be using this to help train new recruits. They're going to help with, they want us to help with concussions for those bombs that are going off and hitting people. And hitting their brain, and they're sending them back out without being able to really tell if they're ready, and we have found a way to look at that. We've got people who want to help teach these classes all over the world. We had a guy fly in unexpectedly today. He was from India, and he wants to take this vocal profiling back to India. He's been listening to us on the show.
It's just phenomenal what this show is doing and what it's bringing to people, because it's making it easy. You can pick up your microphone, you can talk to your computer, and you just get a printout back and you know what's going on. Also want to thank all of you who emailed us and asked for Aura cards. They're on their way to you. I thought the bookkeeping department was going to have a stroke.
Yeah, Stacey wasn't too happy about that one, Sherry, but hey, we've got our listeners that we want to please.
Well, we sell those Aura cards for $22, and well, they made me promise never to do that again, but we'll see what happens. Oh, we got away with it because I think learning to read people's auras, and these are little cards that trick your eyesight into seeing an aura, and I think that is a great way for you to be able to see when somebody's being authentic with you. And that's kind of what this show's all about, Vocal Profiling Live, finding out how you can be authentic to yourself. And we don't know if we should be authentic to the government or our kids or ourselves or whatever. We were talking on the Sunday show, Sound Health, about Ron Paul and about how authentic his vocal print indicates that he is. You've posted those by now, haven't you, Heather?
Yeah, those are up on the show info page for Vocal Profiling Live. We've got a couple different charts up there for Ron Paul. I found that really interesting. He's very consistent, isn't he?
Through all of his charts, we talked about taxes and Iraq and health freedoms and internet freedoms. You know, he's one of the very few candidates that really doesn't want to meddle in people's lives. He wants the government to back off. And in case you guys don't know about Ron Paul, he's from Texas. And the mainstream media is trying to block him out. I just heard something on NPR a couple of hours ago, and they were talking about the candidates who were raising money. They didn't even mention him. And I find that to be incredibly blatant, because he doesn't support big government. He doesn't support the war in Iraq. He doesn't support big pharma. He doesn't support government intervention. He's one of those people who are truly for the people. And, you know, his voice sounded very familiar to me. And I finally clicked into it. His voice sounds like Jimmy Carter. And to me, Jimmy Carter was a president for the people, and that's why he got kicked out of office. He became so ineffectual because every place he turned, he was stopped because people, the government, people who are running the government and big business, didn't want him to do things for the people. And with BBS, we can get to the people, and I think we ought to take back the elections, and that's kind of what we talked about yesterday, and put up Jimmy Carter's print and Ron Paul's print so you can look at it. Obama is a second for me, although he's probably the more likely candidate because at least he's getting some mainstream media, but Obama's voice print had a lot of humanitarianism in it, but it was humanitarianism on his terms, not on maybe what was real. So we're going to talk about those kinds of things. What do we really want for president? What kind of traits? What's integrity? What's fair? And not only from internal perspective of people's lives and the government and how that's being run, but individually for people. We have had a tremendous response to what we're doing and how this brings out the best in people. And so on that note, I think we have a caller. Thank you, caller, for being so patient. Who do we have on the line? Hello? Heather, are you on the line?
I'm here, Sherry.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. Who do we
Hello.
Have on the line? You
this
can make up a name if you want. Hello?
Hello. It's Andrea.
What is your... Rita?
Andrea.
Okay, Rita, boy, this is a terrible connection.
Yeah, my name is Andrea.
Well, you sound like you're underwater. Heather, can you give that main number again, the 877 number?
Okay, the 877-876-5222. 4515 is one of them that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I just shut down my BBS radio. You sound a little clearer now, but for a while you sounded like you were underwater. So
oh.
It's Rita?
Andrita.
Andrita. A-N-D?
R-E-T-T-A.
A-N-D-E-T-T-A. Okay.
Pretty name.
It is.
Thank you.
Very unusual. Do you want to just tell us something, or do you want your voice done?
My voice done.
Okay. Do you know the drill? Have you listened to us before, so you know how this is going to happen?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to talk to us for a couple of minutes about anything that you want answered. And I'm going to hook your, I'm going to hook the microphone into the telephone. So I'm not going to be able to hear what you're saying, but the people on the air are going to know your deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh, good.
So do you have something you want to talk to us about?
Well, I'm trying to work on some things for my mind, my body, and my soul, and I'm trying to get started.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, so you've got something to talk about. It's going to be about 2 minutes long. So I'll be back when I have enough hits. I need 500 sounds or phonemes from you. So I'm ready when you are. Go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm working on some new things for the new year. So July, I decided to start working on exercising as far as working on my mind, my body, and my soul. So I made up this journal called Shape Up, you know, for this month. And then I'm trying to go to school to get a associate's degree in human services. And my ultimate goal is to go for a community care coordinator. And then I have a journal I started last month about, it's called The Release, where I write down all my emotions and things that I have feel about each thing that goes on throughout my day, you know, what I feel at that present time and everything. And I'm just trying to do a lot of things to, make myself better, you know, with the mind, body, and soul, whole aspect of everything in my life, each and every day, so I can help my son, who's only 3, to grow up, and so he can be able to have help when he gets older in that same way, you know. And, today, it was a nice day. It was about 70 degrees here. I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
In Cleveland. Okay.
You're in Cleveland? I just heard that part. Your strongest point when you first started out was talking.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to talk people into things. You're able to explain things. You have the ability to be a trainer of technical things. Where the information is ... look at this, therefore that, and you're able to make jumps into what people really need, because along with your note of E that's very, very high,
mm-hmm.
and you have it in thought process as well as carry into physical, along with that is the note of D sharp that's really high. And that's the little red hen note. And this means that you do a lot for other people, but your basket doesn't get filled very often. So the ability to say, this is what I need,
mm-hmm.
and to stick to that, and saying things like, I need to clean up this house, instead of this house needs to be cleaned up. So
mm-hmm.
take out your I statements when it's something that needs to be done that you don't necessarily need to take responsibility for.
Hmm.
The other thing that's really, really high in your voice is justice.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible fairness and looking out for other people's rights and their ego,
mm-hmm.
their soul. So the three highest notes that you have are D sharp, E, and C sharp.
Hmm.
So working with words to help people maintain their rights and their direction and where they're going, and keeping them whole and with lots of integrity. And you want this done on
a humanitarian level, and you're willing to work. You have an incredibly strong work ethic, and you can think things out before they happen. Where you have shortcomings is in G-sharp, actually getting physical things in, manageable. So you have a management ability, but taking physical things and getting it into management is a little short in your chart. And also, it's short on A-sharp, which means you really don't like people who play head games.
Mm.
How's that?
That's beautiful. That was excellent. That's right.
Okay,
on. That was all right.
Okay, so it's A-N-D-R-E-T-T-A, and a birthday, and you can make one up if you want.
January 29th, 1969.
January 29th, 1969. And what did you talk about?
I talked about my getting started with working on my body, mind, and soul. Like I said, this month I started a thing, Shape Up, where I'm trying to supposed to be exercising and changing my diet, what I'm eating in. And I'm talking about going to school.
Okay, I'll write that down. Okay, I need to save your file. Everything I just told you was on the top of my head because this is like the advanced stuff. So I'm going to go into the computer, D-R-E-T-T, and ask it to read for you. And this is nothing more than just a push of a button here.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says, you have the ability to use words to persuade the minds of others. It's going to be, you're going to be in a situation where you have resources that you can tell other people about. Your highest note deals with the expressions of words, both written and oral. You have the ability, well, that says the same thing. Boy, all through here, words. Your spiritual side may be neglected because of the responsibilities you hold. Taking time for yourself is important, but you don't often get to do it. Allowing all that you do to be for the benefit of all concerned, even if it stresses you, is your best solution. Bringing plans to fruition is important. Your sense of physical honor is high. You want it done right the first time. You have the ability to see what won't work when others present you with a plan. You like verbal excitement via words and music. Stress can literally take your breath away. Any of those true for you?
Very true. And the word about the expressions and things, I write sometimes poetry, or I sing songs like I made up a poem about She's Like a Rose. You know, the song just pops in my head, and then I write into a poem form.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't finished writing, but I'm still thinking about that song as you're talking about She's Like a Rose, and I'm trying to relate to how a rose is like a, could be like a person, you know. So all that relates to definitely to me.
Well, Heather will send you this printout. It's about 4 pages long, and it's Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, at vocalprofiling.com, and she'll probably send that off to you tonight or tomorrow. You just need to send her an email with your email address on it. We don't want to give yours out over the internet here. But did this answer questions for you?
Yes. It definitely
did. I'm hearing myself twice and I'm starting to stutter. Can you turn your computer down?
Oh, no, I don't have one on.
Oh, well,
it's like my TV, maybe
point.
My TV.
Yeah, I think it's the TV.
Do you do kids too?
Well, could be. Is there anything else you want us to answer for you?
I was thinking. I wanted to do kids' voice.
We do, but we just need to know what we want to have done with them.
I just want to see about helping him, guide him to the right way. He's a small child, you know. Like, he's only three. I want to guide him in the right direction. Huh?
Why don't you teach him a little song or to sing his ABCs and then make arrangements to call Heather and we'll do his voice sometime during working hours.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Do you have the
phone
number here?
Yes.
Okay. We'll call Heather tomorrow. We're open 9 to 5 Eastern time. That's what, 6 to, no, upside down. Where are you? You're in Cleveland, so it's the same time zone. Okay, yeah, okay. So 9 to 5 tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do, and we'll use him as a practice session.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you for calling. And if you have other questions, you can ask Heather.
I don't have any other questions.
Was that fun?
Yeah, I like that. I was just thinking about, am I going to be able to, the thing I was wondering about me going to school, am I going to be able to go through what I'm looking to do? That's really what I want to know.
Given enough information, you could do whatever you darn well pleased. Because you have resourcefulness, you have ingenuity. What you don't have is hard cash support resources to take what you can create, and you are really creative, but to take it and take it from something physically you want to create into being able to manage it. Like if you were to write this wonderful book, how to get it published, that kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, I'd be thinking about books all the time so I can help other people.
There is a publishing company called Lulu, LULU.com, and they will publish your stuff for you, and you can get as many as one copy or how many ever you'd like. We love it.
Wow, wait. What's the name of it?
LULU.com, Lulu.com.
Oh,
On the front page of BBSradio.com, Don has a link to it, or he did very recently.
Wow.
Have a link to it.
Lulu.com. It's totally free to the writer.
I got all kind of ideas.
You have an incredible amount of ideas, and what's going to stop you is other people taking advantage of you. Because you give and give and give till your basket's empty because you think things aren't fair for other people, and you don't demand things back. So your boundaries are weak.
That's why I really try not to be around too many people.
You've got to set some boundaries for yourself. Heather, can we send her a couple of articles about my book, Making of a Soul?
Absolutely.
This book came out of my teaching parapsychology at Ohio University for so many years. And really, it wasn't about teaching people how to be self-aware or psychic, because psychic just means knowing you know something without knowing how you know. And there's really clues to it. We really touch in on everybody's energy. And there were some exercises that I developed over the years for people to set up their own boundaries so that they don't get run over. And you have such a potential to touch other people, but you got to be tough on them, and you got to say, if I do this, you do this. And if they don't do it, you got to stomp on them. Anybody that has that much D sharp and E in their voice have the ability to just drag emotions and stuff out of people. And one of the things that's going to happen when you work with people is they're going to start to trust you because you just elicit this trust stuff. And the first thing they're going to do is bring out all their trash and try playing it on you to see if you're still going to care. You're going to be their test ground, their mop. So just keep that in mind when they come to you.
I don't want to be that.
Well, we got to set up some boundaries for you.
Because I already did that with my family and people I already gave some trust to. And that's why I'm really pretty much fed up to where it hurts me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm already, like I was doing some thinking yesterday. I was soul searching yesterday, and I was thinking about, like, different relationships I had with people, like from family to coworkers, you know. And I was writing down this list of names about the people that I had problems with, you know. And then I know that they were not people that really cared for me, you know. And I was making a long list yesterday, you know.
What looks like in your chart is if you and I had an argument, you'd take my part. Because you are so sensitive and so in tune with people that you don't take your part. You don't meet people in the middle. You go for what their needs are and kind of leave you kind of hanging. And we really need to make even relationships because you got this little red hen personality. You know that story of the little red hen?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does everything for everybody.
and plants the wheat and hoes the wheat and waters the wheat and makes the bread, and then when it comes time to eat it, everybody's right there with their hand out.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, and you've got that personality trait of just an open, loving heart and a love of humanity and a love of what's best for people, but you got to put on a tough side, even if you have to pretend. You got to make some boundaries for yourself.
Now, Andrita, didn't you say that you want to go to school for social work?
Yeah, I'm trying to go by the fall. I already did some paperwork, and I'm waiting for my financial award letter to come. And what I decided I was going to do is I want to go for a program. It's called Human Service, and the ultimate goal is to become a community care coordinator.
Wow. That would be great if there were some guidelines that said to these people, this is what we're going to do for you. You have to match us. If you go into a program like this of just giving people what you think they need and they don't have to participate in providing their stuff, then it's for you, that job's going to fail because you're just going to take on their stuff. It's like teaching them to fish rather than give them the fish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I want to be able to teach them, you know. From my own experience, I want to be able to teach them. I don't want to just hand it to them on a silver platter, nothing on the plate, you know. I want to be able to teach them because I think I can share them what I'm going through now to be able to teach them. But
the other thing your voice shows is you would make a great trainer.
Really? Well, I'll be trying to think about different things that would be good. And I'm still searching out stuff, you know.
Yeah, a trainer to help people get their life back in order, or to get the right job, or to match them with something that they need to do for themselves. But you got to help them, but you got to kick butt too.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
That's good. That's good.
Well, good luck, Andrita. Sounds like you got your work cut out for you, but I think you can handle that.
Thank you.
You're a tough lady. I think you can, too. Just don't take things personally. That's what's going to kill you. When they come back and bite you, you're taking it personally, it's going to get you. It's not about you, it's about them.
Right, because I'm so sensitive, that's why I take it personally.
Absolutely, you do. Keep in touch with us. You feel like an old friend.
Oh,
okay.
I enjoy talking to you. I really do.
Keep in touch, and you're close enough. Come visit.
Oh, wow. Where are you at? In California?
No, we're in Ohio.
Yo, wait a minute. You are? Oh, my goodness.
We're about 4 hours south of you in near Athens, Ohio.
Oh.
South of Columbus. So come visit. You feel like family.
Wow, that's incredible. I didn't know y'all was right in Ohio. I know I was looking on the computer, I was at college, and I saw the vocal profile. I'm like, what is this? What is this? And then I seen it today. I got this feeling. I'm like, I was looking through the papers. I want to call the radio today. And I saw that. I said, let me call today. Because it'll slip my mind if my son and me is here. And I'm so
aren't you happy you did? You found family.
Oh, that's great. That's what I need, too, family. Cause I can't really talk to my own family, my birth family. I can't really talk to them. They don't understand me.
Well, we appreciate your call. We're going to give somebody else a chance to call in, and Heather and I have some things to talk about. By all means, get in touch with Heather tomorrow. And she'll give me your email, and she'll give you my personal email, so we can just keep in touch.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon, Andrita.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Kiss the babies.
Okay.
Doesn't she feel like family?
Yeah, she really does.
I don't even know who she is. Never met her. Never heard that name before. We were going to go on and talk about people being their real selves and what they are and what they express. And we're going to talk about some of the presidential candidates and what people really want in their candidates, because we need to know ourselves, and then we're going to begin to look at what we really want from outside ourselves. So I jotted down some stuff about what I thought we would want in the candidate. So let me see if I can find them. Someone who has integrity. Boy, and then I started thinking, what is integrity? Put together so none of yourself falls apart, I guess. Like an integrity of a house is a well-built house. And one of the things I have noticed with Mrs. Clinton is that she tends to change her mind and her vocal print looks different on different subjects. So I would say that's not integrity. And speaking of integrity, we did Vice President Cheney's. Boy, if you want to see somebody who's holding back, and I don't want to say lying here, but holding back, you go look at Vice President Cheney's, and you'll see upper in the upper left-hand corner, I think it's like a 63 that's totally separated from the rest of his voice. He either can't talk about that or he's fibbing. Heather, you did some vocal prints, and we were trying to fool the computer right before the show. Did you learn a lesson about what the computer can catch?
Yeah, I told a blatant lie, and it absolutely caught it. It's pretty amazing to actually see that. Sherry said, she told me, she says, this can pick up if somebody's lying. And I said, okay, let me see that, and I'll tell a blatant lie. And it sure did. It sure did.
And it wasn't even a lie that you had any remorse or anything about.
It was no. It was just something random and
didn't even matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to keep tabs on these presidential people and see what's going on. So we also want someone who's for the people. Would you think that?
Absolutely. I would want somebody for the people. Now, in terms, you were talking about Hillary. What kind of, do you think she's lying just to, or do you think she's lying, or is she just saying what she thinks people want her to say?
Well, that's what her voice print says. I can't make that statement about her because I don't want to get sued. But her voice print said she responds to what she is being asked and wants to respond back in a way that will satisfy that person or that group. So through everything that she says, her voice print is different on different subjects. So she's not solid. She doesn't have that really sound foundation. No pun intended there. One of the things about for the people, in the last two elections, the government has been accused of rigging the elections. And in our own precinct here, Bush carried our precinct, and I started doing a poll because I had talked to so many people, and out of everyone I talked to, hundreds of people, I only found one that voted for Bush, and I found that tremendously odd since he won, and everybody likes to be behind a winner, but I only found one person who voted for Bush. Now, you tell me how our whole precinct could have gone for Bush, and the one person was my own daughter, and she voted for Bush because she didn't want the economy to change. I heard a click. Do we have somebody else on the line? Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello? Heather, did I lose you?
No, I'm here, Sherry.
Well, I guess I've lost Heather off the line. I'm going to go ahead and talk about the traits of we think might be for a president.
bit of a phone problem there. We were talking about presidential candidate traits, someone who's for the people, someone who doesn't favor one set of the population over the other. They're fair. They don't play favorites, like pardon the vice presidential aide that has been proven guilty of lying. We'd likely want someone with some justice in there, someone who makes decisions using common sense and not personal agenda, someone who would commit to doing the best for the most people. Can you think of some other traits?
Well, actually, as I listened to you speak about that, Sherry, I was looking at Ron Paul's chart, and number one for his chart is justice. And second is planning, which I find really interesting. And missing from the chart is a need for physical gratification or manipulation of others, which I think is wonderful.
You know, it sounds like we're really Ron Paul go-getter people, but I didn't know anything about Ron Paul till a couple weeks ago, but until I looked at his vocal prints.
I was listening to an interview with him last night, and he was saying that although he lists himself as a Republican, he's more of a libertarian. He follows the Constitution. He's very much for the people, by the people.
Didn't you also post some articles by, is it James Woods?
James Woods, yeah.
About Ron Paul and about how he is the maverick and out for the people, and he's not going to be supported by big business, and that's why he needs donations and that kind of thing.
Yeah, he has the guts to say that the most dangerous thing for the American people is the American government right now, which is a huge statement to make coming from a presidential candidate.
You know, one of the things I'm noticing in most of these vocal prints about these candidates is that they're lying. And how you tell in a vocal print if someone's lying, some of their numbers, it comes out in a grid, and when the numbers stand apart from anything else, it's just not attached in any way to the rest of their voice, then that's about lying. And, you know, what's truth really about? And it's about trust. If somebody tells the truth, then you can trust them. But at the same time, we've got to walk this line. Trust means that you're being consistent. And here's this line between being consistent and being boring. So which would you rather have, consistency, trust, or truth? If you had to pick, Heather, what would you choose?
I guess it would depend on the situation, but I think I would probably pick consistency, because then you would be able to predict what's going to happen maybe with that person.
Yeah, but isn't that boring?
I guess in some situations it would be, although if somebody wasn't consistent, how you'd have a total wild card on your hands. How would you know what's going to happen?
Well, think about this in terms of the entire population, and we'll skip this boring thing for a minute, but only for a minute.
Okay.
When is it okay to lie? Is it okay for a government official?
I would say no.
Is it okay if they were going to protect national security and say, okay, the aliens did not land in Arkansas? Because that would cause a panic?
That would absolutely cause a panic.
So is it okay to lie?
Well, let's see. If they just kind of left off the full, complete information, is that really a lie?
I think so. If we were all adults, we should be able to handle the fact that the aliens landed in Little Rock, you know? Animals lie. Birds lie to protect their nest. Other animals lie. You know, and when you tell a lie, people really know anyway, because your aura changed, and that's why we're trying to give away all these aura cards. But they're just kind of too polite. But think about this problem. What would happen if everybody was required to tell the truth for 24 hours?
I think there would be a lot of really upset people.
What would happen to the court system? Lawyers. the government.
Lawyers? Oh, my gosh. They'd have to tell the truth?
What would happen to marriages?
Oh, gosh.
Who would you like most to know who's lying?
Hmm.
And would you really like to know? Hmm. What would you do if you knew? That's a stumper, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If I was still married, I'd say my husband, but he's next, so at this point.
But it wouldn't it just tear your guts out if he told you something that was the truth, but you didn't really want to know?
I guess it would depend on what he was saying.
Well, listen to the song that happened at the top of the hour. What do I do when you ask about you-know-who? I say anything I can to make it sound like I'm in love with you. Don't we settle?
I think on a lot of different levels we do.
And people don't know what they really want. You've got to have that strong foundation before you can say, this is what I want in a man. This is what I want in a partner, in a relationship, in a government, in a county commissioner, in a the place where I get my groceries, the place where I get my tires changed and my oil changed. This is what I want. That's what Andretta was talking about. She needs to know where she stands so she can take the next step in her life. And they don't teach us that when we're born.
No, they sure don't.
Well, let's look at the other side of the coin for just a minute. How about people who are in movies and they're portraying a character? Is that okay to lie there? You know, my name's Sally Forth whoever, that's a lie. I mean, is it a lie when they're in a commercial or when they're a storyteller or
a paid endorser for a product?
Well, is it okay to lie to make a point? Yeah. And remember, we had a show about how to tell when someone's lying when they're talking about a product, because when they do, all of the amplitude goes out of their voice. I mean, that I exaggerated that. But they talk like they don't have any ups and downs in their voice. It's just very straightforward. I lost 50 pounds. You know, and you know they're lying. And people can tell, and then they won't buy the product. You know, we could probably use this to test people on who would be good at selling what product. That'd be a great thing that we could do. Is it okay at Christmas to lie to your kids and say, if you don't clean up your room, Santa's not going to come?
I hope so, because I've told that lie before.
How about, I've heard this one the other day, germs poop in your teeth, and that's why you have to brush your teeth before you go to bed.
Wow.
Is that a new one?
That is a new one.
I remember the last lie I told. My mom's furnace blew up, and it was in the winter, and she was very upset. And I told her I'd get the furnace replaced, and then she got very worried about me and did I have the money. And I told her I had it in my savings and that I was saving it just for this occasion because I knew that furnace was old and I didn't trust it. I didn't have the money. I had to borrow it. Is that okay to lie?
I think you did that as a case of saving somebody's feelings.
Well, now she thinks I'm this wonderful, good person who plans ahead, and that's not me. But she doesn't have to feel guilt. Which is better?
Wow. Tough question.
Ah! So we don't know where the lines are, and I don't even know who gets to say what's going on. What I think is there is some point in people's lives when we can help them find out who they really are, what they really want in life with this invoice program, because their words can lie, but the sound of their voice don't lie. And I'm just going to leave it right there because we're kind of out of time, and I invite people to get back in touch with us always and talk to us about the program. Write to Heather. Look on the vocal impressions on the front of BBS radio. And good grief, that was such a short hour.
It sure was.
And I'm trying to get my music on here. There it goes. because we always have to leave with music and leave Don a little tag to put on the end. Archives are supposed to be up by the end of the week. Jump on, find out what we've been doing, and call us, 740-698-9119. Jump on Nutrasounds.com, N-U-T-R-A-S-O-U-N-D-S, Sounds, Nutrasounds.com. See what you've been doing. Join us. We need to get more of this information to people, and we need trainers. And we hope by just listening to us each week, you help us spread the word. So we'll see you next week. Thanks, Heather.
Good night, everyone.